Ches Shavat, Monday the 18th of January, Rabbi Yitzchok Firestone, Al Yetzei Ish Limkomo, Issa Tuchumim.
Okay, let's speak to this morning, Halacha the Kenyan. About the Issa of Tchumen, Issa of Yotzei Chutz L'Tchum. The Koyer of Tchumen is the Heintiger Pasha, this week's Pasha, it says regarding the Mon, Moshe Rabbeinu tells Klal Yisrael, Shem Nerevoyne Shtoylam, Shavu Ish Tachto, the person should stay, each man should stay in his own place, Al Yotzei Ish Mim Koymoy, a man should not leave his place, Vayoy Mashvi, which the Chazal tell us, is actually a Machlokes in the Gemara, although according to Rebbe Akiva and according to Ramea, according to others, the Issa of Tchumen is Min HaTorah, learned from this pasuk, Al Yetzei Ish Mim Koymoy. Those who argue in the Gemara learn, Al Yetzei Ish Mim Koymoy doesn't mean I shouldn't leave this Tchum, I shouldn't leave the boundaries of the town. Al Yetzei Ish Mim Koymoy, according to them, means one shouldn't go with a keli, with a keli to get them on Shabbos, Al Yetzei Ish. But the Maisa, the Rambam Paskins, according to the view of Rebbe Akiva, the Bekiva holds the Issa Tachumen is Min HaTorah. Min HaTorah, Al Yetzei Ish Mim Koymoy, Vayom HaShvi, one shouldn't leave his Mokim, one shouldn't leave his defined area, his place, Vayom HaShvi, at all on Shabbos. Now what's called Al Yetzei Ish Mim Koymoy? What is his Mokim? So the Bekiva says, Mim Koymoy means the place which was there in the Midbar. In the Midbar, the Machna was 12 mil. We'll see what 12 mil is soon. So Midiraisa, one is over and Issa, if one walks out of 12 mil on Shabbos. Now what is 12 mil? So each mil, check out what a mil is, a mil according to the Chazon Ish is 1,152 meters. It's just over a kilometer. So 12 mil, 11, according to the Chazon Ish. According to Reb Chaim Noah, a mil is 960 meters. Yeah? So if walking 12 mil, we're talking about Midiraisa, wanting to be over the Issa, you're talking about leaving the town 13 kilometers or something, 12 mil. 1 mil is already 1,152. So 12 mil is about just between 12 and 13 kilometers. According to the Chaim Noah, it's slightly less, between 11 and 12 kilometers. That's the Shir Midiraisa, when it's over, if one walks out the town, that amount of square of Shabbos, when it's over, and it's a Midiraisa. That's all according to the Rambam, and according to the Rif, and according to the Chinuch, we learn to Chumen is Midiraisa B'Yud Beis Mil. Now we don't know the Shir B'Yud Beis Mil, because the Rabbonon asked even less than that. The Rabbanon asked a person to walk out the town 2,000 amos, which is significantly less than 12 mil. It's actually 12 times less the amount. It's divided by 12. 1 mil is 2,000 amos. It's an issa with the Rabbanon to leave 2,000 amos. So everyone's sitting in the storm and thinking that, what's it going with me? When do I leave town, especially a town like London, which is a large town? Where do I ever get the chance to leave the town? You think occasionally on holidays, one's sitting in a little village somewhere. So then it can be Negea, the Shaila of leaving. If one takes a walk on Shabbos afternoon, one takes a stroll, and one can to leave a mill, even to walk out 960 meters is not very far, and it's just under a kilometer. According to Reb Chaim Noah, so obviously there is Negea. A person probably thinks that every Shabbos, when he's walking in London, or he's sitting in his house in London, the Chayr Yisrael Tchumen is not very Negea. So I'd like to bring out a couple of points just to discuss today. Tchumen obviously is a big sugya, and we can't go through even a little bit of it. I've just discussed recently, we've gone through it a bit, learned it a bit.
How high is 2,000 numbers?
2,000 numbers, either 960 meters, according to the smaller share.
That was a mil, you said.
That's a mil. A mil and 2,000 numbers is the same. 12 mil is the Midiraisa.
The Rabbanon was less.
But the Rabbanon is a mil, 1 mil. But the Midiraisa is 12 mil, the size of the camp in the Midbar. The size in the camp of the Midbar was 12 mil. That's the Mokim which Moshe Rabbeinu was talking about. But the Rabbanon is 1 mil, which is 2,000 numbers. That's the Issa the Rabbanon made. So, as I'm saying, you probably think there's not very negir to us over here. So I'd like to discuss, time permitting, a couple of cases, negir and lemaisa, where it could be negir to each of us sitting in the room. Number one, first of all, to leave a town and walk a mill is not so uncommon. I just heard recently, there's a shaila going on at the moment, Nowadays, Baruch Hashem is a shul in L Street, as everyone knows. And the keila near L Street with Edgeway. Walking from Edgeway to L Street entails a shaila of walking outside the tchum. Another person told me, a friend of mine who's a moel, he walked from here to Bushi once on Shabbos to do a bris milah, and walking to Bushi, upon me at the shaila, we'll see some the exact shaila, we'll see what the shaila could be, entailed an issa of being yotze chutz l'tchum. And everyone's looking here and saying, well, l'chayra, to walk to Bushi, what's the problem? Or to walk to Elsie, what's the problem? Because the myth is, this is a bit of a myth, that as long as it's built up, there's no problem. So you get people saying, there's no problem chutz l'tchum, it's all built up. That's the normal, that's the common answer. It's a bit like saying when it comes to basa b'cholav, there's no problem, everything's cold. You know, there's always these haterim. There's no problem going outside the tchum, because everything is built up nowadays, sort of thing. But we'll see exactly what built up means, and we'll see how much doesn't have to be built up. You see, it's built on the fact that people think that if you walk 2,000 mil of area, and that area is built up sort of scantily along the way, you're okay. But we'll see exactly what's going on a bit, just to get a little glimpse. Halacha is, obviously, you can't leave your city. The Rambam says, if you're within the city, the Rambam's moshel is, even if the city is as large as Nineveh, that's the example the Rambam brings, the Rambam is in the Perek Chavos, Halacha Beis, of Shabbos, you can walk the whole city, as long as that's best of all to build up, as long as you're even as large as Nineveh, one can walk the whole city, or one gets the edge of the city, to the border, to the end of the city, is then the Issa of Tuchumin starts. Now, what's called the end of the city? What's called within the city and what's called out of the city. You see, if you're walking, for example, you've left the city, and then you've got a few houses along the way, they're not considered within the city. So what's called within the city? So the halacha is, it's often the Gemara's and Shulchan Aruch's, the halacha is, as long as the houses are within 70 and two-thirds of an amma, within each other, the city continues. So if you finish your city, so your town, and then you have a little house, within seven houses to be daladamas by daladamas, the royal Nadira, a dwelling place within 70 and two-thirds of an amma of the town, is then the town extends itself. And another house, and so on and so forth. Famous Gemara, the Gemara says, they used to walk from Baranish to Beit Kanishta to Daniel. They used to walk from a place called Baranish to the Beis HaKnesses of Daniel, which was in Bovel. How did they get there? Because on the way, there were little huts where Shomrim used to sleep overnight, where guards, and every 70 and two-thirds amma wasn't had. But just to bring up the point, 70 and two-thirds of an amma is not a very large share. 70 and two-thirds of an amma, once again, we'll go according to the various shiurim. According to the Chazon Ish, which is the largest shiur, here you're going to Kula. So it's 40.7 meters, which are not very large, for a couple of, the width of a few houses. And according to Reb Chaim Noor, it's 33.92 meters. So if you come to the end of a town, and there's no houses within 40 meters, so your town has ended. So now, even if you see down the road, you see there's a large garden in between. Now we'll see gardeners also, Shaila. Somebody lives in a detached house, and he has a bit of land in between him and the next house. Well, if there's 40 meters, which is not very long, in between, it could be the town has stopped. And even if there's a garden in between, there's a machlekes achrim. So I'm not passing Shalas here, but these are the Geir Shailas. The machlekes achrim, and the garden can be included, being called built up, because built up, the Gemara says, has to be a mokheim royu ledira, which means a place where one eats and sleeps. Now, most people don't sleep in their garden on a regular basis. So therefore, your garden is a big shadow, it's considered, it becomes part of the house, or it's considered a separate area, a separate entity, which is not Roya Nadira. So that can cause a shadow if you're living especially in a country road or something, and there's houses spread out, you know, sporadically, and there's a few gardens in between, one wouldn't necessarily consider the gardens being part of the town, which could block up the town. If, though, the town finishes, and there's not just a few houses carrying on, but there's another built-up area down the road, just there's a little gap in between. So then, we look at it like two towns. You have your built-up area in place A, your gap, and your built-up area in place B. So each town gets a sort of a green belt around the town, which can be considered part of the town. And if those green belts overlap, then we say, well, it's one town then, because each town is entitled to have its own little green area around it. Once again, the green area is not very large. The green area, Chazal tell us, was the town's allowed to have, is again 70 and two-thirds of an amma. But if there's two towns within two times 70 and two-thirds of an amma, which is 141 and a third amma in between, is then those two towns overlap and it's considered one town. So if you're walking in a country and you see just a few houses by themselves, then once again you need 70 and two-thirds of an amma to join them up. If though there's two built-up areas. For example, you're walking, as we said, from Edgware to Elm Street, for example. And then, for example, let's say you're walking down and the area stops, and then you've got a bit of greenery and it carries on. If there's 141 and a third, less than 141 and a third amas in between, so then those two towns become one and you can walk. But if they don't, now if there's more than 141 amas in between, your town has stopped. And now you're entering the issa of leaving the tchum of the town. You could be entering an issa of leaving the tchum of a town. So now you can see that it could be common for a person to leave, because 141 amas, as I wrote the shear down, is either 81.4 meters, the larger shear, or 67.84 meters, which is the smaller shear, which the chayri should be machmer. Okay, I'm not passing about upon him. If you leave a town and there's 70 or 80 meters be'erich free outside the town, you see there's a road, let's say, with a little park or a little green area on a country road of 80 meters, which is not very long at all, and then you see at the end there's another house down there, even though you think it's built up, that's not called built up, that's called a separate town, because there's an 81.4 meter gap between one town and the other, which is considered two separate towns, and therefore your town has ended, the first town has ended, where the last house of that town is, and now there starts an issa of tchumim. So now when you've left your first town, for argument's sake, you're only allowed to walk 2,000 amas, which we said before, the smaller shear is 960 meters, which is not very far. So once you've left your first town, you see this gap ahead of you, you're only allowed to walk a kilometer be'erich on Shabbos, and afterwards you've reached the issa of chutz l'tchum. Now you may think, one may think, that when one exits the town, and he walks into the next town, so that's it, he can walk as long as he wants now, because he's entering a built-up area again. What's the problem? Well, that's a common mistake as well. The halacha is, it's also a mefurish halacha, kolsa midosei b'chatzi yo'eh. If somebody leaves a town, and he walks 2,000 amas, but when he walks 2,000 amas, he's ended up in the middle of another town now. So he's in a built-up area, so why can't he walk further now? The answer is no, once you've left a town, and you walk 2,000 amas, wherever your 2,000 amas finishes, you have no right to move anymore. Now it's an interesting halacha, because if you're in a town, for example if you're in London, as the Rambam says, or Ninveh, you can walk the whole Ninveh, even if it's miles and miles long, till the end of the town, and then leave the town. Once you've left that town, even if you're entering another town, you're entering a house, wherever you enter, once you've left that town, the borders of that town, you're going now, you're leaving the Tchum, and you only have 2,000 amas, and wherever those 2,000 amas finish, you have to stop. When I was a boy, I remember in Pirchim, in one of the quizzes, so they came up with a riddle, that how can it be if a person turns up on Shabbos in a shul, and he enters the shul at the back, and they give him an aliyah, it's also for him to walk up from his place to the bima. So remember how the yom was there, where's the osa? The teretz was, he exited the tchum on Shabbos, he walked the next town, for example, and his 2,000 amas finished at the seat at the back of the shul. So then, once he's finished, even if he's in the room, he's not allowed to go across the border of that 2,000 amas. So, let's bring up the point. If one leaves the town on Shabbos, wherever the town ends, and the town, as we said, can end if it's coming to the edge of the town, and you see houses are within 141 amas of each other, so then, or even 70 amas, it depends if there's a larger group of houses or single houses afterwards. Like upon him, you've got this space. Once you've got this space, you've left the town, and once you've left the town, you've only got 2,000 amas to walk, and those 2,000 amas, wherever you end up, you can walk those 2,000 amas. But once you've got the end of the 2,000 amas, even if you're in the middle of a room, you have to stop there, and you can't move further. So that's where it can be negeya, where is of tchumin, even a gabba walking, although most of us don't walk out from Edgware to Elstree on Shabbos, but it might be negeya for a moyel or for these type of people who walk on Shabbos, that's where the halachas start falling into place. Sorry?
Did you not say that
the
two towns...
If there's less than 141 amas in between, less than 80 meters, which is not very large.
That's not what
we're talking about. The there's a gap of 80 meters. 80 meters is not very large. 80 meters can be, you can have a country road, and it can be a garden or a park or something, and then you're going, leaving problems of 80 meters. So that's what the family all built up. It looks all built up, Taki. You're looking around, looks built up. Oh, but in my sense, there's a gap of 80 meters in between, which is not built up.
A farm.
A farm? Yeah, a farm. Oh, so there's a farm. The Maisa, towns, anything, any built-up area. Don't think it was a town, a city, a village. As long as the house within 70 and two-thirds amas is okay, I'll understand.
In England, I think it depends on whether
it's a cathedral. Yeah, then saying like a halacha, it's just a built-up area.
A garden is not.
The garden is not.
So, Amsterdam garden suburb.
No, no, but since you've got a house all the way around. So if there's a gap, let's say you finish there, you're on the outskirts of an area, and then you've got a road, a country road, a rural area, and there's gardens, there's large houses, let's say, and country gardens between the large gardens, but the garden is larger than 80 metres, which is not very long. Most gardens can be long 80 metres, or wider 80 metres, and no houses in between. Your town is empty.
He's asking if you're in the, let's say, Bishop's Avenue or somewhere where each house has a big plot.
But you're all the way around. You're almost so good houses.
You have houses all around, but there could be 80
metres
between them.
Let's see that. The mice, to get there is a way out to this shala. A town or a city or an area, whatever you want to call it, the halacha is, it doesn't necessarily finish at the last house. It can finish at the last house, but it doesn't necessarily finish at the last house. There's another halacha of squaring off towns. Now, squaring off towns is not within the scope of this shiur here, so you can spend another 100 shiurim on the squaring off towns. But when you square off, there's a way of squaring off a town, merabin esayir. So very often, you square off a town, it works, it also depends on the shape how you square it off. But it could work when you square off a town, but not necessarily the last house of the town is the end of the town, because let's say, for example's sake, I'm going to square off a town according to the size of the world, north, south, east, west. So let's say here's north and there's south, and your house is over there, or there somewhere. So you'd square off the town to the last house of the north, you make a straight line, the last house of the south, you make a straight line. So where you're finishing your last house, where you're walking, you will still have to the end of the square to walk, which could be a significant amount. Yeah, so the shire between Edgware and Elstree is actually a bit of a tumult now, halacha l'maaseh, between the various botidinim in London, whether how you square off London, which is also a big shaila, exactly how to do it, and then concept of something else. It's all how you would square off Edgware upon him, or London, to be able to walk to Elstree. If one would square it off in a certain way, it wouldn't be such a problem, even though you're walking through. But I'm saying, if you know what's going on with squaring off, and it hasn't been squared off yet, or whatever, one could enter a shaila when one leaves a town. That's a simple case where it could be negeir halacha l'maaseh. But there's something else which is negeir halacha l'maaseh. One other point. Even if the area is built up and there's no apparent farms or green belt in between, what's considered a dira? So a house that someone lives in or made to live in is considered a dira. A factory, for example, is not considered a dira. So if it's a trading estate where there's factories, and those factories don't have within them a room which somebody eats and sleeps regularly, and there's no mokim dira, even though there's an office there, the Chazon Ish says, where the manager sits and maybe spends a few hours of his day eating there, there could be in a conference room, whatever it is, but if there's no, or even offices, if there's no mokim dira, a place where a person sleeps there, so that's not considered a base dira. Also a very important point, besides a garden is not considered a dira, and offices or a factory or these things would not be, warehouses would not be considered dira. Very often at the end of the town, you think it's all built up, for example, but of course it's built up. It's built up with various factories and various warehouses and various storehouses and various other things. Those are not considered dira. That's also a mokim. When that's not, even one does see it built up fully. But if there's no mokim dira there, is within 80 meters of each other, so then the town has ended. That's also negeir shnark
and ofanamas. One security man in the office who looks after the place and he stays.
So if there's a security man, he stays overnight. There's a machlekes hafilan exactly, whether the whole factory becomes a dira, or it depends how it works. So just his room becomes a dira. If it's just his budka that becomes a dira, if he's in a separate house, it's only his house. If it's within the actual building, then there's machlekes, but the whole dira, like the alochas madak, I think the whole thing gets a dira. The Chazon Ish argues that only his area becomes a mokum dira, which can be negated. Like about the 80 meters, there can be a large difference in between. So that's also a shayla. So once it's not a mokum dira, a clear mokum dira, one enters other shaylas when has to find out.
Even though he doesn't sleep.
No, he has to sleep there. It has to be mocking for deer there. A mocking for sleeping, eating and sleeping.
The guard did.
The organ was sleeping.
Yeah, but not.
Maybe not garden. Every single day of the year. But
no, it's about the garden and trading estate. He's supposed to be up all
day. No, but the garden or the guard? Oh, the guard. Ah, okay.
He's supposed to be up all that. Yeah. So he has to sleep there.
Yeah,
he has to
sleep or long. I'm not sure he has to actually sleep or be there overnight. I'm not sure. Come on, once you enter these type of buildings, you're entering a different shire or something. But there's another point. This is all talk about somebody obviously walking from London to Bushy, of Edgware to Elstree. Let's talk about another case of Tchumin, which is Negea. This was a shock to me when I learned it. Another case of Tchumin could be Negea, one sitting at home and pulling something off the shelf. And it could be even Issa Tchumin. There's a din, aside from a person who has an Issa being Yotze Chutz L'Tchum, the items belonging to a person also get the din of Tchum. It's a Mishnah in Beitza. Habehema v'akelim keragle habalim. An animal, a vessel's kelim, get the same halacha, keragle habalim, like the feet of the owners. So now there's Geonas, Tchum, everyone has his different Tchum. If one lives in a town, one all has the same Tchum. But let's say, the argument is you're living in the country, you live in a house here, and somebody else lives in a house further down the lane. So he has his Tchum, he's not connected to you, and you have your Tchum. And you borrow from him. You don't borrow from him, well, his cane is found by you, or you borrowed it before Shabbos, or Yom Tov, that's not because Yom Tov is easier when you can carry. And you go and give it back to him on Yom Tov, and he wants to take his keli. I want to walk with him. Even if he's not carrying the keli, for example, you borrowed his coat, chavis, and you're living down the road, 200 meters down the road, so you can walk, you're leaving your tchum, you go to his house, you give him back his coat on Yom Tov, and he now walks down the road another kilometer in the other direction. So you're living in place A, and he's living in place B, and you borrowed his coat before Yom Tov. If you borrowed his coat before Yom Tov, his coat gets your tchum, because you're a shoyl, and it's like yours, b'shas when you're a shoyl. So his coat gets, gets Mr. A's tchum. Mr. A goes and gives back the coat to Mr. B, 200 meters down the road, which was within the tchum, he did it. But now Mr. B can't take the coat 960 meters of the tchum down the other direction, because the coat has got Mr. A's tchum. And the behemah of Akelim Kiragin Abalim, Mr. B can't even wear the coat. He's not carrying it, even Shabbos or Yom Tov wants to carry it. He can't walk down the road with the coat further than the tchum originally was. So if two people, let's not take the case of borrowing. Two people, different people, I have one thing, Mr. B has something else. We live far from each other, but we live within the tchum of each other. But then, our items get swapped. He has my item, I have his item. So he can only walk as far as I can walk, really, with my item together. Because our behemah of our, it's a Mishnah, our behemah of our kelim, kiragli habal. The animals in the kelim get the same halacha as the owner. As where the owner can go, his animal can go. Where the owner can go, his item can go. And even if somebody else now in the middle of Yom Tov takes over that item, but since the beginning of Yom Tov belonged to Mr. A, so the item can only go as far as Mr. A is allowed to go.
Sorry, if I borrow something from somebody who lives in Manchester, then it's got his tchum.
No, it becomes your tchum. When you borrow it, it becomes your tchum.
When you borrow it, becomes your tchum. So when does it not?
So let's say I give it back in the middle of Yom Tov, not from Manchester. You're living in Chayshul. You give back some of these items.
Yes, by mistake in my house.
Yeah, you left it in your house, but his items in your house. So as long as it's his item can only go as far as him. Borrowing something is like yours. You borrowed something, you gave it back to the owner. So when you borrowed it to Yom Tov, it was yours, and in the middle of Yom Tov, it came back to his. So he can only take it as far as you could have gone at the beginning of Yom Tov. That was my example. That's the case of the Mishnah. Yeah.
But you're saying, Yom Tov, it can't change the tchum.
You can't, though. It's all kaveh according to the beginning of Yom Tov with animals. Heim makenim kag labanim is kaveh according to the beginning of Yom Tov. So let's discuss a shala, in Santa Shala. What happens if a person is within a certain area? I'm in London, for example, and I didn't lend it to anybody. But my item is in Manchester. My item is in Manchester. So what happens to my item now? I'm not allowed to go to Manchester on Shabbos because I'm leaving the tchum. That's clear. Manchester tchum is definitely not built up by any means all the way up. It's definitely 2,000 meters or 70 meters, 140 meters empty. I can't go to Manchester on Shabbos. So my keli is now outside the tchum. So my keli is outside the tchum. Which tchum does my keli get? So let's take the poshta way of learning. The poshta way of learning is, as I stated in the keli gets my tchum. So my keli is in Manchester, the keli has my tchum in London, the keli now is outside its tchum. What's the halakha? The tchum of London, as we said, is the L Street a bit further, whatever you want to say. About the tchum of London is 2,000 meters on the outskirts of London, the keli is now outside the tchum. What's the halakha of the keli outside the tchum? What would be the halach if I left the tchum, my tchum, on Shabbos? If you leave one's tchum on Shabbos, all you have is the grand total of dalet amas to move around. So once if you're within the tchum, you've got more. If you left the tchum, you're stuck within a circle, because you have to measure the circle of dalet amas. It's also shayla how to measure exactly. But you have a square or circle of dalet amas around you, and you can't move outside that circle. It's not so clear. It depends. If you left the tchum by mistake, and you're in a building, then you say, Kana binyan kadala damas dama. Or you're within an enclosed area, with a whole closed area. If you left the tchum b'mezid, b'das, you knew you were leaving the tchum, even if you're within an enclosed area, all you have is dalet amas. So that's the halacha if I leave the tchum. My keli is outside the tchum where it should be. My keli also, if it was the das, if it was b'shegig, so if it's b'shegig, the keli has dalet amas. If it's b'das, so then it has the whole building or the whole confined area which it's within. Yeah, that's the halacha again. If it's b'mezid, all that is dalet amas. So let's look back at our example. That's the case where the keli leaves the tchum.
You need to get to the toilet from there. What happens?
What?
You need to get to the toilet. You can go, you can't go.
I can understand it's a Gemara. Kovad Abriyah is a Hina Doichem. I can understand it's a Gemara. So you can't get every sugya in the...
He left the court.
The Balabos has got a kind of achrayas. Oh, no, it's a Balabos. Yeah. If the Balabos is not achrayas, then it gets the Balabos. The Shoyl. If you left something with somebody, if you lent something to somebody, it doesn't get the owner's to it, gets the new, the Shoyl is the Chum. But if you didn't lend it, let's say you left it there, no, he's got no achrayas. You left it there, you're a chrayasan. I think it was Negea more. Let's reverse the situation a little. I live in London, and I go away for Shabbos. And somebody comes to live in my house. He's got no achrayas. I have my sparim in shul here. Wait, I give a shir, my sparim are left here in shul. And I go away for Shabbos. My sparim, my tichum now, is in Eretz Yisrael. The place is Shlaim, I am for Shabbos. And my Gemara, which is dying here in Beis Medrash Shlaim Moshe, is now more than 2,000 damas away from Yerushalayim. Is somebody allowed to go along and move my Gemara more than Dala damas? Let's bring out the Shala. The Shala is, the Gemara is outside its tichum, because the Gemara has the same tichum as me. Outside from all you have is Dala Damas, you could start thinking, is it called Yotza B'Shegek in the Gemara? It's not Yotza at all, I mean, I was Yotza in the Gemara. Or is it Yotza L'Das? In other words, when the Gemara has left the Tum, isn't considered like the case of Shegek. Shegek gives it a little bit better. Shegek gives it the... You're allowed to move it within a Mechitzes. And if it's not Shegek, if it's not considered Shegek, you're only allowed to move the thing Dala Damas. For example, somebody goes away, and it's got a coat at home, it's a plastic, and it belongs to his son, and his son's away for Shabbos, and it's raining. Yenem takes the coat out and wears it, and walks out during the rain. No ways he can wear the coat outside, because the coat is outside the owner's tchum, and it's not within a confined area. If there's an area within the town, then it's considered within a confined area. So that's you're only considered, if you're shogig, you're okay. As an Eruv, you could definitely have the same halacha as a confined area. So then you could walk within the Eruv. But if there's no Eruv within the town, and you're walking out of the place with the coat on, so the man's you've walked out of the area, you're over an Issa of Tachumin. This is a Shaila which everyone grapples with. Reb Vozna has a tshuva about it. There's not much time to go into it now. But Reb Vozna has a tshuva about it. Reb Vozna at the end, I read out his Losh in the end, there's no time to go through all the Stodim that I want. I don't want to go through a few of the Stodim, actually another time. But Reb Vozna at the end of this tshuva writes, his Losh in it, he comes to Kamal Sveksvekas. Ika Sveksveka Ledina. Vegamu Leina Chia Kena Chatchila Mamish that you're allowed to. He's talking about moving within Dala Damas of the area. If Osman discusses here, he says not to take out the house. To take out the house would definitely be awesome. But to move it within Dala Damas, or within the house itself, or within an area, for example, within a confined area, he says, Eina nach nesrichem limchais ba'acherim, who does your thing. Yeshloime de ikka la mismach berevach ananal. He says, therefore, originally he asked it, and he was choyza in Chelek Tes. The Bosna was choyza, when somebody asked him a few kashas, and he wasn't choyza because of that, but he was choyza because of the common svekas. And he said that even though the chatchila one shouldn't do such a thing, but if somebody does it, he said, could be the chatchila one shouldn't do such a thing, somebody does it, enough svekas to rely on. But you can see the source of the shayla. He was sitting at home, and was using svarim, and was using an item which belongs to one of his family or something else, and he's not a shoyl, he's got no achrayas. If something happened to those items, he wouldn't be chayav to pay for them, so we can't consider it him. The item gets the tchum of the bailim. The bailim out of town. The item can only be moved either within Dala Damas, if you look at it like Yotzeb Amazit, and if you want to look at it like Yotzeb Ashoigig, then it can be within a confined area, within a walled area. So within a house, or within a walled area, or within a town, if there's an area, but not further. So if somebody leaves his coat behind, and somebody else borrows it on Shabbos, even if he knows he's going to let him, or if it's not proper shoyl, he hasn't got a kinyoni shayl on it, is then, if he walks out the house with it, or walks out the town with it, or walks out the area with it, whatever the case is, he could be over in Issa Tchumen. This is Maisim B'chol Yom. Rav Ozer says it, so you see how Rav Ozer speaks about it. He goes, he tries to be matik the Maisha. You can see it can be Negeya Shailas, every Shabbos sitting at home, and I think so, no one's going outside 2,000 Amos, or we can be Negeya Issa Tchumen. The Rosh was a health attacker, which was echt to be Shema Shabbos Kados. We know Shteit Yaakov Avinu, the first thing he did when he returned after from Laban's house, Vayichan es pnei o'ir, kova eiruv tuchumin. Shteit says, Avrom Yoged, Yitzhak Yeranen, Yaakov Avonu Gyo Nuchuboy. Why Yo Nuchuboy? Is the Rishonim say Yo Nuchuboy? So before the Rav Shleimer brings us down in the Sefer, Sif Sif Shleimer, he brings us from Rishonim, as Yo Nuchuboy is the Pshat, Tuchumin is a special menuchatit. Which is Eichat to keep the chumen, you should be zeichet to yanuchu by in the Shabbos. Was a zeichet that you send to the Yom Shabbos, but come the korek and hear him in.